Did you know the all-new Target Circle is the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target? Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5%. Your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35 for 5% discount. Restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at Target.com/circle card.
Wendy's has another sweet reason to get out of bed, the new Cinnamon Pull-Apart. It's at Wendy's, satisfying all your sweet morning cravings with all the bakery-inspired flavors you love from Cinnabon, like sweet, warm cinnamon sugar rolled dough, the perfect ooey-gooey texture, and a little dollop of that signature cream cheese frosting. It's all served in a way that's easy to eat and easy to love. Get the best part in every single bite with Cinnabon Pull-Apart. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's, the new Cinnabon Pull-Apart, only at participating U.S. Wendy's.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. They push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com/welcome to now.
It's time to go around the room with Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
Good morning. I know it's hard to wake up because the sun's in your eyes and sometimes life kind of sucks, but you got this. And hey, you never know. There's a million different ways that this whole day could go, so I'm just popping in to say.
Thank you, Danielle. Let's go round the room. See what's on your mind. Can you put down those mini pancakes for just a moment? They look really good, though. We'll start with Gandhi. Gandhi, what's on your mind today?
I just want to say this is the best place ever. I know that we argue and we fight about stupid things like breakfast, but it really is all love. There's no actual fighting going on behind the scenes. Right. So to the people who are DMing me like, hey, I hope you're okay. I hope it's not too bad in there. It's fine.
Wait, no one sent that. No one sent that to you.
Oh, I'll
show
you.
Whoever DM'd her, she's the one that starts all the problems.
I did not start this. Got my own breakfast.
Really, people are DMing you to see if you're okay?
Yes. Like, oh, it sounds like it could be rough in there for you. Are you all right? I appreciate that. That's so nice. I'm totally fine.
Who was that from?
Oh, I'm not going to say their name out loud.
No, say it. Say their name.
Why? Because they're nice to me. They're being nice to me. Oh, okay. I don't want to shame them.
Well, I know, but
I'll send it to you.
They're a little off in their hypothesis.
Yes. Everyone, it's all love here, almost all the time.
90% of the time. Hey, Froggy, what's on your mind today?
I would like my wife to take a class in how to operate Amazon. She saves things in the cart, so I don't do that. I save it for later. It's got like a little save for later area where if you want to go back and get something that you looked at, she saves it in the cart. So then when I go to buy something, I just clear the cart and I end up buying stuff that we don't need or want. Stop saving things in your cart. Put it in the save for later, and otherwise you're going to end up with a lot of crap you don't need.
Well, she's hoping that's what happens.
She's hoping you won't notice
right.
it.
Yeah, it's so out of control.
When you order your hair dryer, her hair dryer will be ordered.
Exactly.
Don't save it in the cart. Put it in the save for later folder.
It's genius. Okay. That's genius.
No, it is not. Genius. I bet you've ordered things by accident many times you don't even know about. Hey, what's up, Scary?
Another conspiracy about Uber. I think Uber punishes us certain times when you call a car and then you realize they're too far away, so you cancel. Then you hit the reset button and you order it again. Next thing you know, the price goes up $6-7. I'm like, wait a second. How could it be a $6-7? And I might think it's almost like they know that you're ordering this car and they're going to now double charge you for whatever it is. I'm, again, just a conspiracy, but I'm telling you, it exists. The price jumps.
Okay.
I think. I just wanted to see if it's confirmation to this rumor.
Speaking of Scary's conspiracy theories, I've got a big one that was busted by the New York Post. We'll get into that in a little bit. What's going on with you today, Straight Nate?
Okay, there are certain items that you only purchase when you desperately need them. Yesterday, there was an incident at my house where I had to go purchase one of these items.
An incident.
An incident in the bathroom where my plunger couldn't cut the mustard, so to speak.
Ew, that's gross.
And so...
That's a visual.
So I had to go purchase another plunger to do the job for it.
Did you find a better plunger?
I found the best one. Write this down if you have a little problem like I do occasionally. It's the Corky Beehive Max Plunger. I tell you...
How big is that thing?
Oh my God, he's massive.
I love how they sat around a conference room table. Let's call it the Corky Beehive
Max. And I tell you, three plunges and that thing went right down.
You're disgusting.
This thing's industrial.
It's seriously, Froggy, if you need a good plunger, this thing works wonders.
Well, we all want good plungers. Yeah. I don't want a bad plunger.
But can you hide that thing behind the toilet?
There's no hide. It needs its own room. It's so big. But tell you, it is fantastic. And I guarantee people only buy plungers when they need plungers. So do yourself a favor. Go buy it now so you don't have to deal.
Are you eating trees? What are you doing?
Oh, I've been eating a lot of fiber, right? Yogurt every day with oatmeal.
I'm reading the description. Best toilet plunger for old and new high-efficiency toilets will handle large loads.
Tell you what. I told Scotty the whole story off the air.
All right, the Corky Beehive Max.
Corky Beehive Max.
All right, Producer Sam.
Hi.
How do you top that?
I'm going to try.
Good luck.
So I'm trying to keep in mind that things that we do are not always one-dimensional. I am taking my pottery classes, and I spent maybe 8 hours on a piece I was really proud of, and I underestimated the weight. I messed up the base, so when putting it away, it collapsed. 8 hours down the drain, and I was really proud of it, and I was down on myself all evening, and then I tried to remind myself I do pottery because it makes me feel creative. It makes me feel proud. I'm excited to do it. So just because the project itself, quote unquote, failed does not mean I lost 8 hours of my life.
It didn't fail. You learned from it.
I was practicing.
Now you know not to do that. I mean, that's how you learn how to make artisan pottery.
Yeah.
You
know,
I mean, right? You're learning.
I'm learning, and it's shouldn't let me get it down that much. It's those 8 hours still served a lot of purpose in my life just because I don't have a piece to show for
it. You're good. Aww. You're good. You're learning. What's up, Danielle?
So this weekend, my oldest will be graduating high school.
That's crazy. Aww.
So congratulations to the class of 2023 at Bergen Catholic.
Wear sunscreen.
Yes, wear sunscreen. So proud of you, Spencer. We love you so much. We're so excited about this next journey that you're about to take going over to the UK. And that's it. But congratulations, class of 2023. It's so insane. It's insane.
Congratulations.
Look at that. You and Sheldon, you got him to school.
We did.
That's pretty awesome. Congratulations to you.
Thank you.
I mean, it's like, you know, if it's your birthday, it's really your mom's day. She's the one that pushed you out.
Oh, yeah. That's
if he graduates, they should give you the diploma.
Uh-huh. I'm going to go take that thing right from him.
I think that's awesome.